The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
AM 630 WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. No need to remind you to take an umbrella this morning. The worst of the day's rain is falling right now.
There could be 1 to 2 inches locally, maybe a little bit more than that. So right now, we're not expecting widespread flooding or anything like that, but there could be a little localized flooding here and there.
Meteorologist Ray Martin with the National Weather Service says we should have a pretty quiet middle of the day, but thunderstorms could be here for the ride home. Those storm clouds you see today are from Democrats trying to rain on yesterday's GOP victory on health care.
We won, and we're going to finish it off.
President Trump touting the Republican victory on health care in the House of Representatives. Lawmakers on the other side, including Senator Bernie Sanders, quickly slamming the measure.
This bill, in its current form, is not getting through the Senate.
Senate Republicans do have a significant challenge ahead of them in getting a compromise within their own conference. Hoping to use special rules, the GOP needs 51 Senate votes for passage instead of 60. But with only 52 Republicans in the Senate, they can afford very few defections. I'm Reid Binion.
Something's going to have to be done about Obamacare one way or another. The region's largest health care insurer says there will have to be massive increases in premiums next year to help offset $600 million in losses over the past 4 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield says it will request a 50% hike in Maryland, 35% in Northern Virginia, nearly 30% in the district. The company's CEO says there are not enough healthy people signing up for coverage to make up for a growing pool of sick beneficiaries. This news comes a day after Aetna announced it was pulling out of individual coverage in Virginia. Lawmakers in Alexandria voted last night to give the city the highest tax rate in Northern Virginia as a means to pay for growing school enrollment, faulty sewers, and for Metro service.
I'm not the wealthiest person here in Alexandria, but okay, raise my taxes some to make sure we have some affordable housing.
City Councilmember Willie Bailey, the average homeowner will pay about $450 more next year. Is it time to let the free market fix Metro's problems? The conservative think tank thinks costs could be lowered significantly if the transit agency privatized its operations and bought buses and other equipment from foreign suppliers. The American Action Forum is calling on the federal government to investigate Metro's workplace practices and to determine whether Metro's internal politics and work culture are contributing to the system's high cost, poor performance, and lack of safety. The Prince William County School Board is being sued by its own chairman.
Ryan Sawyers is suing the school board he chairs for access to emails sent and received by his predecessor, Milton Johns. Sawyers did not respond to WMAL's requests for comment, but tells Inside Nova he wants the emails to get a better understanding of issues the school board handles. School board member Allison Satterwhite.
It's my personal belief that this is a quest to get information to assist him with his ongoing legal issues,
including a lawsuit filed against him by Patriot High School principal Michael Bishop. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,951, the NASDAQ at 60.75. In sports, the Wizards blow out the Celtics in a game that featured 8 technical fouls and 3 ejections.
I guess just 2 teams that really don't like each other. You know what I mean? And we have opportunity to have a series going on. As long as guys are not out there trying to hurt each other, it comes with a game of basketball of somebody getting fouled hard, trash talking. That's what goes on with it.
The Wizards' John Wall, he led all scoring with 24 points. They now trail Boston 2-1 in the best-of-7 series. The Nats beat the D-backs on a 2-hit, 11-strikeout performance by Max Scherzer, and the Orioles beat the Red Sox. WMAL News Time, 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
Governor Hogan reaffirming my title as Crab Cake Czar of Maryland.
The Senate, they're going to try to block your nomination. I'm going to override the veto, and we're going to get it done.
Appreciate that.
Okay. And let's have a crab cake.
The Larry O'Connor Show. 3-6.
WMAL.
I'm Rick Edelman, financial advisor and best-selling author of The Truth About Your Future. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Tyson's Corner Tuesday, May 9th, Silver Spring Wednesday, May 10th, and Bethesda and Leesburg Saturday, May 13th. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Already a bit challenging around the region. Update sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Traffic does get through now on the Beltway Outer Loop near Old Georgetown Road. Initially, only the shoulder had gotten by here for a while. We have big delays coming around from near Georgia Avenue and again pushing toward 270 and past the accident now on the shoulder at Old Georgetown Road. A lot of rain, drizzle, road spray. Take it easy. Number of accidents already. A tree down in the Mount Pleasant area. Klingel Road at Adams Mill Road closed. Water main break in Oxon Hill. Livingston Road closed just south of Oxon Hill Road in each direction. Reports of high standing water, and we'll see that around the area all morning, I'm sure, throughout the day. Northbound George Washington Parkway as you approach 395. So crews were on their way to check that out. Be careful. GW Parkway 2, 395. Learn how an insurance covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The rain's around. It's falling heavily at times this morning. Embedded thunderstorms could be strong, potentially severe. Basically, second half of the morning into the afternoon, 74. We'll start to get some clearing tonight, 58. Some showers around tomorrow, but much less rain, 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 59 in Woodbridge, 57 in Damascus, 61 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. China's first big commercial jet makes its maiden flight. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
To you. Happy Friday. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We have a jam-packed show for you coming up at 7:15. Charlie Hurt with the Washington Times will be with us. At 7:35, it's Representative Jim Jordan from the Freedom Caucus. Hey. Wonder what we'll talk about him about with him about. At 8:05, it's Scott Allen. He is a sports reporter with the Washington Post. At 8:15, Susan Kosciski. She is a microbiologist and an allergy expert, and we're going to talk to her about this pollen count. And at 8:35, Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner will be with us to talk about the budget and the health care. And I'm Mary Walter, celebrating Cinco de Mayo with Brian Wilson.
School news to share with you today, and some of it good, some of it bad, some of it just makes you want to scratch your head. But I want to start with a story that's been sort of out there for the last few days about Einstein High School in Montgomery County, Maryland. You may have heard this story. There was a stolen car they found in the parking lot. And when they investigated the stolen car, they found out that inside the trunk of that car was a stolen AR-15.
Oh,
so,
my.
Yeah, an AR-15. And by the way, the AR-15 had been stolen from Rockville Police Department police cruiser. So you got somebody who stole a car and apparently had broken into a police cruiser going to school at Einstein. Now, they say the weapon never made its way into the building, but if you're a parent at Einstein and you hear this story, it's got to be a little concerning to you that there are kids going to that school who steal cars and break into police cars so that they can grab the police officer's AR-15. By the way, they found a second stolen car in the parking lot, and they found in the trunk of that car the shotgun that came from this police cruiser.
Well, on the upside, they're attending class.
I guess so.
They're getting a degree. They're bettering themselves.
At least they left the weapon in the car. But here's the new development. All of that is enough to make a parent just, I mean, really worry. What kind of environment am I sending my kids to for their education? Now it comes, we find out that the kid who was apparently, has stolen the car, who had the stolen weapon that came from a police cruiser in Rockville, is actually a citizen of El Salvador.
He's getting his free education.
According, ICE has apparently filed an immigration detainer against high school junior Mario G. Alvarado after he brought a stolen AR-15 to his Maryland high school. This according to the Daily Caller's account of this. They lodged an immigration detainer against him and said that they want to make sure that he is extradited from the country once he clears all of his legal problems here in the United States.
Can I? This is scary. We're joking around. I'm making the joke here.
I'm very serious.
This is very scary.
Yeah.
It goes back to we don't know who is in the classroom with our children. That is the bottom line. And you know, the left goes, oh, but they're entitled to an education and they're entitled to this. And the only reason this kid got caught, they never would have found the weapon in the car if he wasn't dumb enough to drive the stolen car to school.
That's right.
They never would have found that weapon in that car.
Yeah.
Never would have known. And not knowing who your kids are going to school with is inexcusable.
Yeah. So, stolen cars, stolen weapons in the parking lot, and the kid is apparently from El Salvador, and ICE has said, well, when he gets through with all of his legal problems here in this country, we have a little trip we'd like to have him make back to El Salvador.
Is he illegal? Yeah. Do we know? But I guess if they're going to deport him, that if they're planning on that, then he must be here.
They have him on a detainer, so that's all I know. At University of Maryland, over at one of their frat houses, they are talking much about a noose that was discovered last Thursday inside the University of Maryland's Phi Kappa Tau fraternity house. The Diamondback, the newspaper of University of Maryland, reports that police are investigating this as a hate bias incident. And this comes on the heels of what's going on, as you know. We've talked about it this week at American University with the racist bananas. And look, both of these things, if they are indeed hate crimes, we should, of course, condemn it with the strongest language. But I just want to point out something. And look, take this with a grain of salt. If these are hate crimes, yeah, let's throw the book. Let's find out who did it. Let's throw the book at them. But I was also struck by this story this morning out of Indiana. A church organist arrested Wednesday has said that he was the one who vandalized a church in November with swastikas and pro-Trump graffiti. He actually was the person responsible for vandalizing his own church. And this is what he said. You ready? I wanted to give local people a reason to fight, even if it was a false flag operation. Okay, I'm just saying, a lot of times when we talk about hate crimes, we assume, oh my gosh, this is horrible, it's racism, and we need to attack it. And if it is racism, yes, we do need to attack it. I just want to say, in many of these cases we're finding out, they are false flag operations carried out by people who are just trying to stir up the masses. As this guy said, I wanted to give local people a reason to fight. Even if it was a false flag operation. So, take that with a grain of salt. However, that investigation now continuing. Here's some positive news. In Arlington, a middle school go-kart program has kids looking forward to learning more after school.
Now, I love this.
I mean, look, if you're in middle school, is there anything more fun than driving a go-kart? I mean, you can't quite drive yet, but you can drive a go-kart. And so, apparently, what they're doing is they're not only building these go-karts and working on these go-karts, they are then at the at the end of the day when they get them up and running. They're actually, you know, having races. And what fun would that be?
I love this because the kids are learning math, because they have to measure, they have to cut, they're learning how to design, they're learning how to practical skills like using a tool. You know, I love this. Unfortunately, they're going to have to build them really big because the kids are going to have to wear helmets and they're going to have to pad every single square inch of their bodies. Yeah. And one kid's going to get hurt, there's going to be a lawsuit, and that'll be the end of the program.
All right. Now to Wisconsin, where, you know, yesterday was May the 4th Be With You Day. It was, you know, Star Wars Day, May the 4th. And we had a tragic thing there that happened. Apparently, some kid, taking full advantage of what he thought was a fun holiday, came to school dressed as Darth Vader. And, you know, had the dark suit on and the helmet and all that.
Don't know the power of the dark side.
Oh, look, it's Bill Hess making an appearance. Hey, Bill, how are you? Bill Hess, our program director, ladies and gentlemen. No, apparently he just was having fun and dressing up like Darth Vader. And they freaked out and put the school on lockdown.
Are you kidding me?
No, apparently. They evacuated the building. God. They sent teams in the area to sweep until they realized, oh, this is just some kid playing Star Wars.
We have become... I just can't even. I just can't. It's Friday. I need to win the lottery and move to an island. I fear for society.
It is now 6:15 on WMAL.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Yes, I do. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and as we get prepared for this rush hour, just a little extra time, at least Friday's in our favor with this crazy weather that we're having here, with a lot of road spray, ponding already. I'm getting lots of calls about that, so just take it easy as you head out and about. High standing water reported on the George Washington Parkway northbound as you come up toward 395 and the 14th Street Bridge. So that's right around the area of Reagan National Airport. Also, like, we need more water. We have a water main break in the Oxon Hill area. Livingston Road closed just south of Oxon Hill Road as crews try to sort things out there. In the Mount Pleasant area, Klingle Road at Adams Mill Road closed with a downed tree. Lots of trees in that area. On southbound Ridge Road near 355 had a tree that was down, crowding the right side now, but they were allowing the left lane to get through. On the Beltway, top side, as you head through Silver Spring into Bethesda Heavy, the crash after Old Georgetown Road, that's been cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here it is. Thunderstorms likely this morning, some of them heavily. You may be experiencing that right now as we speak. The chance of scattered thunderstorms will continue through this afternoon, and some of the storms may be severe. A high today of around 74 degrees. Tonight, cloudy skies early, followed by partial clearing of 58. Tomorrow, the showers will be diminishing, but we still could have a shower or two rattling around. A high of 63. On Sunday, a cooler day in the low 60s, and the overnight lows in the mid-40s. And the same thing on Monday. Currently in the nation's capital, 61 degrees. It is now 6:17 on WMAL. It's time for Quitter News here on WMAL, which, as we often say, is a certified fan favorite.
No. We don't often say that.
All right. On Sunday night, you're going to find this out. It is a certified fan favorite. Here's one of the greatest practical jokes of all time involving a critter, and I love this. So, you know, a lot of people have, you know, parrots or cockatoos, and they teach them to talk. Minor birds, sometimes they teach them to talk. And it's fascinating, because, and really, you know, having a bird speak a human language is really quite amazing. And some birds are very quick to learn. And so here's a guy whose friend has one of these speaking birds, and he takes it aside when the guy's not around and teaches the bird to insult his owner. That's right. He teaches the bird to say nasty things to his friend about him, insult him on many times. So apparently, the bird then, you know, starts insulting. And when he figures out what has happened, the guy owns the bird, takes to attacking the guy who taught the parrot to insult him.
That's pretty funny. And
pretty ingenious. And the person who taught this bird how to do this had a lot of time on his hands. So
yeah.
I just, that is pretty funny. I've never understood birds as pets. I have a friend who's into the whole bird thing, and she's got the talking birds, and she teaches them, and she posts videos and the whole thing. She's retired. That's why she's got this kind of time. I'm just not a bird person as a pet.
Yeah.
Just not me.
Yeah, I don't get the bird thing. They live a long time. You have a bird, they can last.
Do they?
Yeah, they can live a long, long time.
It's
a big commitment to have a bird. But, you know, can you imagine having made the commitment and loving this pet and working with it and teaching it how to say words, and then your friend comes in and teaches it. All the bird wants to do is insult you. Oh, I can understand why the person went a little crazy.
That guy evidently spent a lot of time alone with that parrot.
Yeah, apparently. A tourist who refused to pay for a tour guide was mauled in Indonesia by a Komodo dragon. This person, a 50-year-old person from Singapore, goes to Indonesia, goes to the West Manggarai, I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly, Indonesia Island. And look, you know, they have tour guides that will take you out there and show you how, you know, the Komodo dragons, mm-hmm. and show you the sights of the island and help you get your picture and tell you where you can go and where you can't go. But this person didn't want to pay that money.
Oh, okay. Well, he's saving money.
Well, like you.
Yeah, exactly.
You probably would have been this guy. You probably wouldn't have wanted to pay the tour guide to show you around. You said, I don't need a tour guide to show me around because I can show myself around because I know you. You'd save the buck.
I would, absolutely.
You, well, apparently because he did not have a tour guide and the tour guide was not there to warn him, he was attacked and hauled away and mauled by the Komodo dragon.
What? So he clearly didn't purchase the little booklet either.
No,
he didn't purchase the self-guided tour.
I guess maybe not. Apparently, this Komodo dragon was dragging him away, and a bunch of people ran.
Dragging
him away. That's right. And apparently, a lot of the onlookers ran up and said, "We will save you," and they beat back the Komodo dragon and saved the guy.
This thing was about 8 feet long, and they feed these Komodo dragons goats and pigs in order to draw them out. Kind of like when you go to see sharks in the ocean, they'll sometimes chum the water so that the sharks will come up and
yeah.
you get to watch them. Well, apparently they did this there. And one of them must not have gotten his or her fair share of goat and or pig and saw this guy and said, that looks good. These Komodo dragons have super sharp teeth, like razor sharp teeth, because they tear their prey apart. They're carnivores. And they got this guy's leg, and I watched the video, dude was not happy.
Well, and you know, they're sort of poisonous. Their mouths are full of unusual and weird and strange bacteria that their saliva is considered somewhat poisonous.
And they can consume 80% of their body weight in one meal.
Yeah, sort of like me.
I wasn't gonna say that.
The Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey's final show is coming up, and it will be it'll be streamed live on Facebook. It will be May 21st at 7 p.m. and will be broadcast from the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum just outside of New York City. You know where that is?
Yeah, the Nassau Coliseum. Yeah.
Apparently, you know, they announced that its touring circus would come to an end in this past January due to declining ticket sales and rising production cost and the fact that nobody wanted to go see a circus where there weren't any elephants.
I remember the first time I went to the Ringling Brothers Circus. Mm. I was about 4 years old, and I saw him in Madison Square Garden. And I to this day remember it. You know what I remember the most? The smell. Is that funny or what? I was like 4 years old. That's what I remember.
I love a good circus, but apparently ticket sales are declining now. And they're not going to tour anymore. May 21st, the very last circus performance. And that's Critter News here on WMAL, 622 on WMAL.
One of the best ways to improve your home is with new floors. Now until the end of the month is 50 floors, 60% off sale. Mention or enter promo code radio for an extra $100 off.
Call 877-54. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details and licensure at 50floor.com.
Wouldn't it be great if you could lower your utility bills, improve your home's value, and improve the comfort of your home while saving 25%?
during that process. Well, of course that would be great. If this sounds like something you'd be interested in, then pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. Have my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company come out and evaluate your home's windows today. You see, Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows. They eliminate the middleman, making them solely accountable to you from start to finish and then beyond. They'll stand behind the product. Thompson Creek Windows stands behind their product with award-winning customer service, no-hassle warranty. This week, take advantage of Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year. You ready? 25% off each window you buy. 25%. Lower your utility bills. Improve your home's value and comfort. Take advantage of the lowest prices of the year. Just call this number, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Okay, everyone, Mother's Day is next week. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, mom will love an unforgettable gift from Shari's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 3000. That's berries.com special code 3000. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, and beautifully packaged or your money back. Order today and you can get double the berries for just $10 more. Order now because Mother's Day is next week and this incredible deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 3000. That's berries.com special code 3000.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and if you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar, then I recommend you call my friend Frank Prindle. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly, America's luxury brand. Let us chauffeur you with complimentary pickup and delivery. Lincoln Black Label lets you select the texture and color of your leather. Choose from the array of beautiful wood grains and modern interiors. And only Ted Britt Lincoln gives you our exclusive Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Ted Britt. As America's luxury brand, Ted Britt Lincoln proudly salutes our troops. Shop us online at TedBrittLincolnOfChantilly.com.
It's 6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, the Beltway, Maryland, boy, same area where we're struggling trying to get through Bethesda. Earlier crash had been Outer Loop after Old Georgetown Road. Still activity on the shoulder. Multiple cars were involved in that. New crash is going to be just after Connecticut Avenue. So as you're coming around that stretch between Georgia, Connecticut toward 270, that's your zone where fire and rescue units responding. Take it easy, everyone. Get out and about this morning. Keep the speeds down. I know in some areas you don't have an option, but definitely want to allow extra time. 66, we're coming in from the west with just some of that volume through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks. I don't have anything reported there. Areas where we already have some ponding and high standing water, so keep that in mind throughout the day. Mount Pleasant area closed because of a downed tree. Klingle Road at Adams Mill Road. Traffic update is sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Contact Parker Pierce Service Experts today and buy a tune-up. Get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today. See website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain and thunderstorms here, not going anywhere this morning. The rain falls heavily at times. Stronger storms are possible, especially as we go through the afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 61 degrees on WMAL.
I don't know if you heard, but it's supposed to rain today.
Yeah, I know. It is raining as we speak.
Yes, it is pouring. We're going to get a drenching rain. It's going to last through most of the day, but the heaviest rain is going to be during your commute, until about noon. On the upside, pollen count is supposed to be extremely low today.
Well, yeah, because it washes it right out of the air.
Exactly,
right.
So there is a positive. Also, I don't know if you've noticed, but unseasonably cool temperatures.
Yeah, well,
I'm sitting here with my my coat on.
By the time the weekend gets here,
The overnight low on Sunday night will be in the mid-40s.
Wow.
And Monday night will be in the mid-40s.
And we have flood watches issued for parts of northern Virginia, and minor flooding has been reported in some areas. So it's just going to be that cold, that rain, but that raw temperature that just makes it feel like it goes through you. So
I got some place, though, where you can go to get warm.
Where?
You go down to DuPont Circle.
Yeah, I heard they're having a little problem.
Yeah, their air conditioning is not going to be working. It hasn't been working for, like, 5 to 6 years.
Well,
I don't know.
You know, summer sneaks up on some people. They don't know that it's coming.
It's like they didn't understand it was going to get warm.
It's ridiculous.
6:28 on WMAL.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters, who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
People are really left in some ways emotionally in the dark as it relates to their financial planning. And so when they come in to the office and they ask me, they say, Winter, you know, how do I set myself up for retirement? Do I have enough for retirement? And where we start is with those targets. What are the outcomes? What are the priorities?
Learn more on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell Saturday afternoons at 2:00 on WMAL or visit wintertroxell.com.
Big vote yesterday in the House of Representatives regarding reform of Obamacare. We'll tell you all about it coming up after the news. 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. Your morning commute will be a wet one with up to 2 inches of rain by the time you get to work and localized flooding possible before the bad gets better.
The rain will actually taper off after rush hour, and the afternoon will actually be reasonably quiet. However, we could see a spotty, gusty thunderstorm pop up as the system kind of starts pulling away from the area.
Meteorologist Ray Martin with the National Weather Service says we could see the 70s this afternoon, but the chilly weather returns for the weekend. The postmortem on yesterday's GOP health care victory in the House continues, and lawmakers on both sides of the aisle know we're really at the end of the beginning, not the beginning of the end of the battle.
It's a good start. It's certainly not the be-all, end-all. Things like association health plans, purchase across state lines, medical malpractice reform, all those couldn't be done in a reconciliation bill.
Maryland Republican Congressman Andy Harris on the Larry O'Connor Show is looking for future battles, but Virginia Senator Mark Warner says even the current fight is still being fought.
I think this bill has no chance in the Senate. I do hope that reasonable folks in both parties can sit down and actually try to fix this.
And it's becoming clear those fixes are needed fast. The region's largest health care insurance provider, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield, says the death spiral has begun here on Obamacare. A four-year loss of $600 million is prompting the company to ask for massive hikes in insurance premiums for next year, ranging from 30% in D.C. to more than 50% in Maryland. This news comes a day after Aetna announced it was pulling out of individual coverage in Virginia altogether. Some of those insurance premiums could be spent to pay for medical marijuana in the district. A city council committee will consider a bill today that would make it easier for any licensed doctor in the city to provide patients with access to pot for medical reasons. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,951, the NASDAQ at 60.75. In sports, the Wizards blow out the Celtics. They now trail Boston 2-1 in the best-of-seven series. The Nats beat the D-backs on a two-hit, 11-strikeout performance by Max Scherzer, and the Orioles beat the Red Sox, a home run for Manny Machado. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here.
A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash, but now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber's the ultimate side hustle. Driving with Uber means you can earn extra cash whenever you want. It's not just another J-O-B. It's a totally flexible way to earn. You can turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours here and there, drive with Uber. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss? I bet you'd make a great boss. Drive with Uber and you are your own boss. If you're driving right now, you should be earning right now. And Uber's Instant Pay makes every day payday. You can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making you money. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details. My friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds just did it again. It's Larry O'Connor, and here's another reason why I continue to recommend Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie just sold Roger and Angela's home for $30,000 over the asking price in record time. They used their exclusive database of ready buyers. Sure, you can hire any agent, and chances are they'll sell your home eventually. But here's the question. Can they get you a lot more money than you think is possible? It's all about what you put in your pocket when the home closes, right? That's why I only recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. The Reynolds team's top-performing homebuyer systems and their years of experience are critical to have on your side. Sarah and Debbie want to talk to you right now, so give them a call, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Interstate 95. If you're going northbound, leaving Greenbelt and heading in toward Laurel, crash is going to be on the northbound side of I-95 after you pass the exit for 198. That's where we're dealing with delays heavily growing there through that stretch. Southbound on 95, a little bit of rubbernecking, but your travel lanes are open. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway each way through Laurel, slow, just with that heavy rain and road spray. We're bogging down in areas. The crash, new one on the outer loop of the Beltway past Connecticut Avenue before you get to 270. Crews trying to clear that. No problems to report right now on the Virginia Beltway. Annandale, the volume again as you approach the Legion Bridge. 270 now slows on the spur and heavy through Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain and thunderstorms here, not going anywhere this morning. The rain falls heavily at times. Stronger storms are possible, especially as we go through the afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 63 in Haymarket, 57 in Olney, 59 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Metro 29 Diner. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, coming up at 7:15 this morning. Charlie Hurt with the Washington Times. 7:35, Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio. He'll have some interesting things to say about events on the Hill yesterday. At 8:05, Scott Allen with the Washington Post on our many sports teams and how they're faring. Susan Kosciski will talk about allergies. She's an allergy expert, and man, has it been a rough allergy season. At 8:35, Susan Parisio with the Washington Examiner will join us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walton.
The ayes are 217, the nays are 213. The bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
Yeah, that was the roll call for the American Health Care Act, H.R. 1628, which passed the House yesterday. And some people say we are celebrating prematurely. I know Brian feels that way. We're celebrating prematurely. And I will admit that I'm a little leery because we don't know everything that's in the bill, right? And we criticize the Democrats for passing a bill and coming out and saying, well, we have to pass it to find out what's in it. Right. And we had a field day with Nancy Pelosi with that. So I'm going to tell you about some of the things that we do know are in the bill to give you a little bit more of a background here and a little bit more information about what is in this bill. But overall, are you happy about this? Now, I'm happy. I don't know everything that's in it. I absolutely admit that. But I am happy that something has been passed and we are starting to make our way to repealing and replacing Obamacare. We have to start somewhere. I know this is not the final bill. I get that. I totally understand that. But I am still happy that we have made progress. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
Well, let me just say this. I like some of the things that I'm reading are in the bill, and you're going to go through those in a moment. I think that if this bill could become law, it would be a huge thing. But it will not become the law. The bill that passed the House yesterday will not be the final bill that emerges from Capitol Hill, because there's this thing called the United States Senate. And it has to have its say about all this. And, there's a couple different ways that could go. I don't want to get too much into the weeds on the process, but it could. There's a scenario under which you could consider this under 51 votes in a process called reconciliation. Not clear whether or not this will meet the standard of reconciliation, and if that is not the case, then you got to have 60 votes in the Senate. That's going to be a very heavy lift. No matter what comes out of the Senate, it will be very different from what is in the House, and then you have to work out those differences, and then both bodies have to go back and consider it again, and then if you can come up with something that everybody can pass, and it'll land on the president's desk, he has to make a decision about whether or not it truly is enough of a reform. And so there are many, many steps to go. Look, have your little moment in the Rose Garden yesterday. That's all good and fine. But understand, going into this, that you have a long way to go and some very heavy lifting to do before a final bill is passed.
Well, here's the thing. We know that the Affordable Care Act, the ACA, was a tax. Mm-hmm. It was a tax, right? Well, the AHCA, the American Health Care Act, that was just passed by the House yesterday, they estimate that it will reduce taxes on the American people by $1 trillion. That right there is a good thing to me. It abolishes the Obamacare individual mandate. That hit 8 million Americans each year. That was what you had to pay, the penalty you paid for not having health insurance, which most people, I know people who just didn't pay it. The IRS never came after them. They just didn't pay it. I know people who didn't put it on their tax return, who just didn't say that they didn't have health insurance. It abolishes the Obamacare employer mandate tax. So together with the repeal of the individual mandate, that's almost $270 billion tax cut.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Yeah.
If you have a flexible spending account, that's there was a tax on that in Obamacare. That's a $20 billion tax cut. There was a chronic care tax on 10 million Americans with high out-of-pocket medical expenses. I don't know why you would tax them for having high out-of-pocket medical expenses, but we did. That's a $126 billion tax cut. If you have an HSA, they tax the withdrawal. That they are getting rid of that. That's a $100 million tax cut. This is all money back in our pockets in some way, shape, or form for pretty much for everyone. There's something here for everybody, and there are a whole lot more than medical device tax has been abolished. The tax on prescription medicine. Everybody complains about the price of their prescriptions. Well, that was a $28 billion tax. So those are all good things. 888-630-9625. Paul and Culpepper, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi, Paul. Are you glad that they at least did something?
I am glad. I mean, clearly the system was failing. That's not even an argument the left can make anymore. I mean, we're seeing examples of this over and over of insurance companies leaving the system. It's just clearly in failure. The only thing I would say is, and I spoke to you all about this a few months ago, but I just hope people on the right are realistic and realize that we're never going to get rid of Obamacare lock, stock, and barrel. The system has grown roots.
Yep.
Part of it's in place. It's never going to go away. And I said this to you before, that people are used to getting subsidies now. You're never going to take away these subsidies. People have to be realistic. This is going to be some blend of a new system and Obamacare.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think we'll firmly get totally get rid of it. We've never had an entitlement get smaller or go away. But maybe this is a step to at least taming the beast. Paul, thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend. It is now 6:43 on WMAL.
The Wine Outlet is your neighborhood destination for the best prices, service, and selection of wine and craft beers, offering tastings every Friday and Saturday at their locations in Vienna, McLean, and now Great Falls. Visit wine-outlet.com. The Wine Outlet. Big box prices, small store service.
You know, can you believe Mother's Day is literally around the corner? Don't wait till the last minute. You can take care of this important thing right now with Sherry's Berries. Yeah, that's right. Huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. And an exclusive offer for you, the WMAO listener. For just $10 more, you can double the berries and get free cake truffles as well for Mom. Who's Mom's favorite? Well, you're going to be her favorite when you send her Sherry's Berries. Can I just say, I used to love it when I would send my mom Sherry's Berries. I don't have that option now. My mom is sadly passed on. But, I mean, she loved the strawberries when they arrived. And she'd call her friends over, and they'd all ooh and ah over how amazing the strawberries were. And they all, you know, had a big discussion about which one they wanted to try. This is something your mom is going to love. Don't take your mom for granted. Do something nice for her, and this is a great way to do it. You can get the amazing berries deal starting at $19.99 and allow you to double the order for $10 more with free cake truffles. Just visit berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in my name, Brian Wilson. That's Brian with an I, Wilson. That's how you get the special deal. It won't last forever. Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't wait to the last minute. Order today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-601-6992. That's 1-800-601-6992. 1-800-601-6992. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, high standing water, ponding, obviously that'll be an issue with this heavy rain. Keep the speeds down. We have a number of accidents. Maryland Interstate 95, one reported overturned. This is going to be in the Laurel area. I'm talking about the accident and the delays growing north of 198. Looks like only one lane gets by. Again, north on I-95 after 198. Southbound Rubberneck, put your lanes open. Baltimore Washington Parkway through Laurel, a little heavy, but nothing reported along the way there. 270 south near Middlebrook, crashes reported. Outer Loop, we now have lanes open as you pass Connecticut Avenue toward 270. That's where we had the crash. High standing water reported southbound GW Parkway as you come up to 395. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The rain's around here.
It's falling heavily at times this morning. Embedded thunderstorms could be strong, potentially severe. Basically, second half of the morning into the afternoon, 74. We'll start to get some clearing tonight, 58. Some showers around tomorrow, but much less rain, 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
A lot of rain right now, 60 degrees. Excuse me, it is now 647 on WMAL.
A new study just came out, and it's going to be presented tomorrow at the Pediatric Academic Society's meeting. And there's some very, very important information that came out of this study. They studied about 900 children between the ages of 6 months and 2 years old.
Yeah.
And they found that the more time a child spends on an electronic device, whether it is a handheld screen, a smartphone, a tablet, an electronic game, a phone, anything like that has the screen on it where the kids are pushing the buttons and doing all that kind of stuff, that they are more likely to experience speech delays. And by a significant amount, they found that that for one-fifth of the children who use screens an average of 28 minutes a day, they would there was a 49% higher risk of expressive speech delay.
Mm.
28 minutes a day.
Wow.
And I've seen in restaurants where these little kids have these screens because they're addictive. They want the bright lights. They want the moving colors.
Right.
So parents will give them in a restaurant, give them a tablet or something like
so
that to play with.
So they're
quiet.
Yeah.
28 minutes a day can delay your child's ability to speak and interact by 49%. So they say the American Pediatric Association has, American Academy of Pediatrics has said for children under the age of 18 months, no screen time at all. They
wow.
said, do keep them away from your kids.
That's interesting.
Yeah, they say that this is, according to Dr. Catherine Birkin, she is the study's senior investigator. She is a pediatrician and a scientist at the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto, Ontario. And she said, we believe this is the first study to examine mobile media device and communication delay in children. And what they did is they took these kids and they talked to the parents. And they asked the parents how many minutes their 18-month-old children were using screens each day. And you know the parents downplayed
right.
the amount of time.
Right.
So it's probably even less than that. So no screen time for the kids.
I believe this. I remember there was a kid in our family who was very late learning to speak, and everybody wondered why it was. And we sort of came up with the theory that his little sister did all his talking for him. And that's why he didn't learn to talk until he needed to talk.
There you go.
But when you learn by talking. And if
yes.
you're not talking, you're just interacting with a screen. It's not working for you.
Yeah.
It is 649 on WMAO.
Rent Estate by Renters Warehouse is the new real estate for all, providing a steady stream of income and retirement security by renting out your house. But, you know, no one wants to be sucked into managing a property full-time. 3 a.m. toilet tragedies, middle of the meeting texts, stressful weekends wasted on maintenance and repairs. It's Larry O'Connor here, and if your time is worth more than the hassles of landlording, call Renters Warehouse today. They'll rescue you from the workload and maximize profits. For one low flat monthly fee, Renters Warehouse will take all the calls, collect the rent, schedule the service pros, and ensure that renters play by the rules so you can get back to your life and, more importantly, build your rent estate portfolio. Plus, Renters Warehouse offers free tenant warranties, meaning if renters don't work out, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. Enjoy rent estate with Renters Warehouse by going online today for a free home rental price analysis. Go to renterswarehouse.com and get connected to your local rent estate advisor.
It's time to get outside, relax, and head over to Clustered Spires Golf Course for 18 holes of golf. Clustered Spires is the public course that's tops in the region for value in relation to price and course condition. Anyone can play. Memberships are available but not required. Join our weekend amateur tournament association with events held every other Saturday. Or there's the Friday Night Fun League as well as a senior and ladies league. Clustered Spires offers excellent clinics and lessons including junior golf camp for kids ages 6 to 17. Visit ClusteredSpiresGolf.com today.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's
LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-694-2640 now. That's 800-694-2640 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-694-2640 to learn more. 800-694-2640. That's 800-694-2640. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Well, it's time to see how your money's doing. Standing by at the news desk at CNBC is Jessica Ettinger.
Yeah, good morning. It's Jobs Friday and Cinco de Mayo. Stock futures indicate a mixed open on Wall Street this morning ahead of the April jobs report at 8:30 Eastern. The unemployment rate sits at 4.5%. Consumer credit numbers are set to come out this afternoon. Stocks are mixed in Asia and in Europe, where Sunday is election day in France. Crude oil prices have turned lower, continuing the slide after plunging yesterday to a five-month low. The pace of corporate earnings is slowing down this morning, but health insurer Cigna just reported a 15% rise in quarterly profit. IT services provider Cognizant Technology reported a 26% jump in quarterly profit. And it's home buying and selling season. Stock to watch today, Zillow. Zillow's quarterly profit and revenue beat estimates. And New York City has a new tourist draw. Harry Potter the Musical hits the Broadway stage in New York in April of next year. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes, ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits, working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality, and providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
It is 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, it's no surprise we keep getting accidents around the area, always with this heavy rain, road spray, and poor visibility. So as you're getting ready, or if you're already out on the roads, take your time. And remember, everyone's in the same boat in this morning commute. On the northbound Maryland 95 stretch, jammed to get through Laurel. The crash is going to be north after 198 with an overturned vehicle involved in this one. One lane gets by. Again, Interstate 95 north, southbound side. Your travel lanes are open. South on 29 as you're coming south of 216 and heading in toward Burtonsville. Right as you approach the Patuxent River, somebody somehow did a little spin out and they're stuck in the median there. So a bit of activity. On the Beltway now, Virginia, outer loop after you cross the Legion Bridge toward the toll road crash. Looks like that's going to be in the left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High-speed wipers, slow speed travels. The rain comes down hard at times through the morning hours. Stronger storms could produce some gusty winds and hail. We'll keep the occasional rain and thunderstorms in the forecast for the morning and even lingering into the afternoon. 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 60 degrees at 657 on WMAL. So the race for the governorship of Maryland is starting. The race for the governorship of the Commonwealth of Virginia is now heating up. And the ads are out. And one of them is sort of, you know, they used to tell me in television, you got to do something to grab people's attention in TV. You got to do something dramatic and visual in the first few seconds of an ad. Well, you know, here is an ad from Tom Perriello, a Democrat running for the office of governor in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And in this ad, he talks about health care, and he actually crushes an ambulance in the process. Yeah, here it is, a little bit of it.
Republican leaders are trying to do this to affordable health care. I'm Tom Perriello, and in Congress, I voted for Obamacare because it was wrong that a million Virginians weren't covered while insurance companies held all the power. Now I'm running for governor because it's wrong that most Virginia incomes haven't gone up in 20 years. Together, we can stop Donald Trump, raise wages, and build an economy that works for everyone.
All right.
We'll make sure
Is that his equivalent of throwing Granny off the cliff?
Yeah, I guess that.
I guess crushing Granny would have been politically incorrect.
Yeah, you can't crush Granny, but you can crush an ambulance.
There you go.
Then use that as a metaphor, a visual metaphor. That's what you call that. So there's that one. Ed Gillespie, a Republican running for the office as well, has his ad out, and he's talking about taxes.
The first income tax rate cut in 45 years. 53,000 new jobs. Ed Gillespie's conservative plan.
He's talking major tax cuts at the kitchen table.
Gillespie called for a 10% cut to income taxes.
Ed Gillespie is one of the top candidates for governor, and he wants to put around $1,300 in the pockets of average families.
So he's and look, you know, who in the world, you know, doesn't grab your attention when you start talking about, I'm going to put money back in your pocket.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But we have to take both of these for what they are, and they are campaign ads.
That's right. You know, but I mean, it is on in the Commonwealth of Virginia already, and people are, you know, when you see ads starting this early in the process, it means it's going to be a hard fought, and I would gather a rather expensive campaign.
I adore local campaign ads.
Mm-hmm.
They are some of the best, but also some of the funniest advertisements.
Some of them can be very humorous.
Some of them are hilarious, and some unintentionally so.
And then there's always the requirement that at some point during the thing that the candidate appear with an American flag. It has to happen.
Yeah. You know, well, not for the Democrats.
It's in the formula. It must appear with an American flag.
Exactly.
Coming up on WMAL.
Coming up, we're going to speak with Charlie Hurt. He's with the Washington Times. He'll give us a lowdown on the bill that was passed yesterday out of the House.
And then we'll get the take from Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL, 7 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.